You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tom Elsoppen, and this is episode 36, and it is January 30th, 2008. Welcome to the show. I hope wherever you are is a lot warmer than it is here. It was about 4 degrees when I woke up this morning. But it is still Baseball Hot Stove League, and to that end, we have Tim Durkas, who has two pretty incredible websites. He's got RotoAuthority.com and MLBTradeRumors.com. And RotoAuthority.com is just a thing for any of you who have who are in fantasy baseball leagues. I know I've used it. I used it the last couple of years, and it's pretty invaluable for anyone who wants to find out information on any players you have on your team or any players you are interested in obtaining for your team and getting scouting reports and that kind of thing. MLBTradeRumors.com is very informative for just basically getting information on what's going on in the hot stove action, just basically the trades, transactions, that kind of thing, and just basically what's happening in that era, that realm of Major League Baseball. So Tim Durkas, welcome to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Hey Tom, thanks for having me.
And I have to say that when I ran across your name about 2 weeks ago, I was looking for people to have on the show, and I just happened to notice that you're from the University of Illinois, and a lot of people who are affiliated with the university listen to the show, and you know what, I gotta have you on.
Cool.
Yeah. So basically give me a quick, you know, background, of you, what got you interested in baseball and growing up, and how you got these two websites going, and what they're all about.
Sure. I grew up in Alsip, Illinois, pretty close to the south side, actually, so you might have thought I'd become a White Sox fan, but that was not the case. My mom and dad were always Cubs fans, so that's kind of the way it was for me. And
good on you then.
Yeah, and you know, WGN is certainly a way to foster a young fan, and it's a shame actually that not as many games are on network TV as used to be, but
right.
You know, just growing up in the 80s, you know, all the time in the afternoon I'd have the game on and just love the Cubs, and you know, we didn't actually go to a ton of games, but I watched a ton of them, and basically all day, every day, when I wasn't doing that, I'd be out there with my friends playing ball, going to Little League, stuff like that. So, I don't know, just always naturally loved baseball. Fast forward to, you know, after college, I'm working in a normal 9-to-5 job and just kind of looking for a hobby. And a coworker knew that I liked to write, and he knew that I loved baseball, and he suggested that I, you know, try to, you know, create one of those fancy baseball expert sites, even though I wasn't and maybe not, still aren't an expert, but, you know, just kind of write about the topic every day. And I figured that if I wrote about it consistently every day, that might set me apart because, I don't know, back in 05 and even now, there's still not a lot of fantasy baseball sites that are updated daily with good info, and I think I have that.
Right.
But then, you know, November of that year in 2005, I realized that one thing that was spilling over a lot onto my fantasy site was hot stove stuff that really didn't have to do with fantasy. I mean, a fantasy leaguer doesn't need to be concerned in December about the latest rumors. I mean, they can just check in once the player actually moves or doesn't and then make a fantasy decision. So it wasn't really a fit for the site. But I didn't want, you know, so I tried to break it off into a separate site, and I did that, and I was surprised to see that MLB Trade Rumors grew and surpassed Roto Authority in a matter of weeks, and you know, I didn't do any promotion, it just kind of caught on, because it's a really viral topic.
Yeah, it's really amazing how popular MLBTradeRumors.com
is. Me too.
I've seen your stats on web traffic, it's amazing how popular it is.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And, yeah, and, sure it is, yeah. without giving out any trade secrets, what, how do you go about doing, you know, the research for the website?
At this point, it's kind of, just a constant monitoring of all the major newspaper websites and to see if anything new gets published. The readers are a great resource for me as far as picking up rumors. I mean, I'm not surfing Dominican Republic newspapers all the time, but somebody somewhere is, and a lot of the time they think of me as somebody who would be interested. You know, I'm pretty accessible and stuff, so they'll find my email address, they'll shoot me over a story, and, you know, it might be something a little bit off the beaten path, but if it looks legitimate, I'll, you know, we have a link, I'll publish it, and
sure.
That's kind of the way it works.
Right. Do you use a lot of news readers, that kind of thing, to aggregate your information, that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because I can imagine going to each news website could be pretty tedious, I'm sure.
I think I did something like that at first, and it wasn't that effective.
It's pretty old, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I have to ask that your website name is MLBTradeRumors.com. Now, does the fact that your website name have the word rumors in it, do you think that, does that give you a little bit of leeway in what type of information gets published in the website, or are you still pretty hardcore about being only publishing, you know, fact? You don't publish, you know, rumors per se.
My standard is that it's kind of hard to define my standard, but I just want to put legitimate information on the site.
Right.
If it's published in a major newspaper, that usually means that it passes the bar for the site, unless it's clear that the author was, you know, very much speculating.
Sure.
Then I might let it go, or I might put it on the site and just point out that that's what he thinks or the readers think. I'd like to think I've gotten a little bit better about, you know, weeding out things that aren't published,
right,
because honestly, the majority of it that's floating around and a lot of it that comes into my inbox is just false. Found a few nuggets here and there, sometimes relatives of players, or friends of players are pretty decent ways to stumble across a random rumor that a beat writer might not have. But really, I mean, at this point in my life, I don't have a great network of sources. It's more, you know, it's probably 90% published information.
Right. Now, are you still working with Road Authority?
Yeah, I try to do that daily. I try to put up one post a day over there, and, you know, it kind of works out nicely because the rumors are really going to die down in late February and
sure,
kind of stay that way until June, which is, you know, when you can be doing all your fantasy drafts. Last year I was in 5 leagues, so
oh,
I'll
wow,
probably try to do the same thing this year.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, is are you actually in fantasy leagues? I'm pretty sure you probably were. But yeah, that actually, the Road Authority is actually a really a neat site that I use your site, and actually I did. A year or two ago, you actually had a subscription where you sent out a spreadsheet, and actually I subscribed to that, and actually I came in like first or second place in my league, you know,
cool,
actually because of your scouting reports and once again, you know, your research that you use for Road Authority was just like MLBTradeRumors.com is, you know, superb, and you must do an incredible amount of research for all this.
Yeah, I'd like to try to put information on the fantasy site that is not your standard issue stuff that maybe you wouldn't find in those magazines.
Exactly. Yeah.
I try to get a little bit beyond that, or pick players that, you know, maybe aren't as highly touted. And then also, I mean, the discussions are really good. The comments, they're always very intelligent. And, you know, I mean, they're always challenging me and coming up with, you know, players I hadn't thought of or stats I should look at.
Sure. I always think that's a good indication of how good a website is what kind of audience you attract. You know, who's commenting on your website? If you're attracting a good audience, I mean, that shows you've got a pretty decent site. So yeah. So let's get away from the websites a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. So, speaking of trade rumors and all that, I guess it's not a trade rumor anymore, but let's talk a little bit about the Johan Santana trade a little bit. That's been finalized as of, last night, I guess. What's your take on all that?
My take isn't too different from what I've been reading from most of the big guys. The Twins got a package that could work out, but, I mean, just kind of on the face of it, it's not terribly impressive given that there's pretty much no better pitcher than Johan Santana.
Right.
We can never be exactly sure what the Red Sox and Yankees offered in December, but there were so many different sources saying so many similar things that we have to think that players like Phil Hughes and Ellsbury and Lester
right.
and Melky Cabrera were all on the table.
Right.
And that Bill Smith could have gotten two of these major league ready, very good players where,
right.
you know, guys like Ellsbury and Hughes, have very high ceilings. I mean, Hughes could be one of the 10 best pitchers in the American League in a
sure.
few years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could really say that for Kevin Mulvey or Phil Humbert. You just
right,
can't.
No, exactly.
I mean, they'd have to put a few miles an hour on their fastball or, like, figure something new out to really get there. But Hughes was very highly regarded, and to pass up on a deal that included him and,
mm-hmm.
you know, a quality major league center fielder and other upside-type players and hoping you could get even more, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's a rookie GM mistake or whatever you want to call it, but if those offers were out there, then Bill Smith didn't do a good job.
No, that's pretty much my take too. Do you know anything at all about the prospects that they got? Honestly,
just what I've read. You know, I definitely haven't scouted them or anything like that. I leave that to the experts.
Right,
but,
right. I remember look them up in Baseball Cube or something like that. This will take a look at their minor league stats, but I haven't gotten around to doing that yet. But I saw the headlines of the New York papers, and boy, they seem pretty happy about the whole. The whole thing.
As they should. They got quite a heist there. I mean, the Twins got a couple of high upside players in Guerra and Gomez. I think, you know, those guys could be stars. Guerra is 18 right now, so, I mean, those guys fizzle out more often than not. I mean, it's not
right.
a good percentage play. Whereas Gomez actually sniffed the majors, so, you know, if he had some power and kind of comes along in the right way, then maybe Gomez becomes a star and this deal doesn't look too bad. But, you know, the two pitchers they got, they just seem like they're decent. They don't seem like they're world beaters.
Right. So I see on your site that the Mariners may be close to a deal with Bedard, but boy, Bedard's been all over the place, hasn't he, as far as teams that have been interested in him.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what Jim Maloney of MLB.com is saying right now.
Right.
Definitely want to see where Jeff Baker weighs in from Seattle and where Jeff Srebiak of the Baltimore Sun comes in on that and maybe Rosenthal and the guys at ESPN. There's a lot of people heavily monitoring the Bedard situation, so
right.
to really believe that this thing is drawing to a completion, I'd want to kind of get some corroboration on it.
Exactly,
but,
because it's just
yeah.
one of those things where we've been hearing this for, you know, a few weeks now.
At least
a month.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just, he's obviously a very hot commodity right now, actually for the whole winter, I think. And it's just, we'll see what happens, I guess. What's your feeling on Joe Creedy? Joe Creedy, I think, the White Sox. Do you think that he'll be going somewhere with and not signing with the Sox?
He's definitely done with the White Sox. It would seem odd to keep Creedy for 2008 and throw Josh Fields in the minors after what he did in 2007. I think he had a month where he hit 9 home runs, which is nothing to scoff at. So, and Kenny Williams has said that he's not going to have both guys on the roster, and that if Fields is in the bigs, he's playing third.
Right.
So, highly likely Creedy gets traded. The rumor going around is that, you know, the Giants are in on him. They really don't have anything going on at third base. They're kind of making these moves as if they're going to try to field a decent team this year, which is kind of weird because they're not going to have one. But they're kind of acting that way. So I guess, you know, a Creedy acquisition could be up their alley. And then there's Aaron Rowan, who's apparently friends with Joe Creedy. And, you know, if the price was just like some kind of mediocre bullpen arm, like a, I don't even know, somebody out of there, and really the only risk for the Giants was to take on $5 million in salary, then seems like a decent move, because maybe they flip him in June or July if he, you know, starts off and really kind of does his thing and hits, you know, hits some home runs and and fields his position well.
Now, I've talked to some Sox fans, and they say that the Sox do not like dealing with anyone who is a Scott Boras client.
That is typically true, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I would definitely not expect Creedy to sign with the White Sox, but I mean, I wouldn't rule out that they'll sign a Boras client, because after a while, you really start to limit yourself if you say that you won't touch players of this agent. You know, the Orioles finally eased back on that a little bit and managed to sign Matt Wieters, and maybe next winter they're going to get in on Mark Teixeira. So kind of, I mean, you might not like the guy, but all agents have the same goal, and Boris just happens to be the best at his.
So, he's just better than
kind of,
all the other ones, yeah.
Yeah, so to sort of limit yourself as to not touch his clients seems kind of just a bad strategy.
No,
and don't
I,
make a
I,
deal
I
with that one
that
client.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he addressed this at all, and I haven't seen recently, but what is your feeling on the whole Mitchell report as far as how the impact on the game?
I think it really just scratched the surface. You know, it's not something I really put on the site because I think it's kind of definitely not the site's focus, and also maybe refreshing to go to a place where you're not going to hear about Rogers' latest whatever. I mean, there's got to be some baseball site that ignores that stuff, and I mostly do. But as far as that report goes, I mean, what percentage of steroid users are in that report? Maybe 10?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
It's
nice that, you know, some guys were outed a little bit. Personally, I like to see that. I like to know who used and who doesn't. I know that people say the game has to look forward, but if there's information out there and the public can have it, I think the public deserves it. So if you can figure it out without tearing these guys' lives apart, then you should.
Right. Okay. Any other trade rumors or do you want to bring up that might be interesting for anyone here?
I think it's just interesting how many free agents are still out there at this point.
Right.
I'm kind of surprised, but I guess it's all kind of related to Johan and stuff like that. It's hard to believe that Kyle Loesch could have anything to do with Johan Santana.
Right, he actually was one of the top ones at the beginning of the year that they were bringing up, and he actually hasn't been touched yet. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty interesting. You still got guys like Loesch and Barry Bonds and just, you know, some very interesting names, if not the top-tier guys. So, I mean, free agents look like they're going to drag into, I mean, they have to drag into February, which is very not atypical.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty interesting angle that's going on this year.
Any free agents that you think will just give it up and retire and if they don't, you know, get signed?
Yeah, there's definitely guys like Bonds and maybe a Mike Sweeney, and I know Jeff Cirillo said today that he might retire, and Mike Lieberthal, I think, did. Yeah, there's definitely a handful. Maybe
Luis
Bob
Gonzalez,
Wickman.
Maybe.
What's that?
A Luis Gonzalez, maybe. I don't know.
I would be surprised if he retired. I mean, it was just
I heard that
year.
Rumor. I don't think it was on your site. I heard someplace else that maybe he might retire. That someone's speculating he might retire. I honestly don't know if he will or not, but
he's kind of weird. I mean, like it wouldn't be a bad thing because he'd be going out while he still had some skills,
right.
Which, you know, a lot of players don't do. But, I mean, I think he got on base at like 350 or 360 last year. So he's far from a worthless player. And if he made $7 million last year, then he could probably make $3 or $4 million this year. And, I mean, if I'm him, I'll go take that $3 million and play in Florida.
Right.
And got kind of a family to set up and a couple generations you can set up. Might as well.
Okay, we've been talking to Tim Dukas. He has two websites, rotoauthority.com and MLB trade rumors.com. Tim, did I get those websites, addresses right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I want to make sure that we got those right. And we'll have those addresses, in the show notes. And Tim, I wanted to, thank you for being on the show. These two websites are two, really cool, cool, awesome websites. And, thanks again for being on the first show, first Baseball Zealot radio episode for 2008. I do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And I want to give our address if anyone wants to send us an email address for the Baseball Zealot Radio. You can send us an email at feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. And check out our blog. Our address is www.baseballzealot.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.